Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The pride of Thousand Oaks, California, the pride of the Colorado Buffaloes, all-time Pac-12 receptions leader, caught 19 in a game once, was with the Los Angeles Rams in 2016 and had a massive preseason game and then got injured on the final game-winning touchdown catch. And still now looking for that opportunity back in the NFL. Right now, he's going to have one in the XFL with the LA Wildcats. And Nelson joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Nelson, how you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's good having you on again. I know we had you on when you were with the Fleet, and obviously that didn't that league didn't work out. But you know, this XFL, I think to a lot of us, it's just more football. But to people like yourself, this is another opportunity. And I mean, I think at this point, that's kind of all you can ask for is a spot to show what you can do, so eventually you can get yourself to the NFL, where I know you think you belong.
Right, exactly. I mean, the AF, it was the football part of it was awesome. I thought there's a lot of talent. Obviously, the business operational side of things didn't go too well, but you're right. That's what this league is. It's another opportunity. You know, without leagues like this, there'd be a lot of good players kind of just without a job. So I'm excited for this. I've been looking forward to it for a while now. So, yeah.
Nelson, first let me ask you, were you a WWE fan when you were growing up?
No.
Okay, so it's probably not all that cool to be working for WWE and Vince McMahon. But let me ask you, as you transfer from, you know, going from the AAF now to the XFL, is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to other than the football that maybe you missed out in the AAF with?
I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty similar. There's a lot of carryover from the AAF as far as coaches and like personnel and stuff.
Okay.
I think one thing that the XFL is going to have that maybe not necessarily the AAF is the platform, you know, Vince McMahon. And I've already seen the schedule and the way it's going to be televised. I think everything's like nationally televised on big networks. So I think that'll be one thing, is just the platform is going to be a little bit bigger. Maybe get a little bit more recognition. So we'll see, obviously, as it unfolds, but that's what I'm thinking right now.
Nelson Spruce went to Colorado. He's a great receiver in the Pac-12, drafted or picked up as an undrafted free agent by the Rams 2016, as I mentioned. And all you've ever done, everywhere you've ever gone, Nelson, is catch a bunch of passes and score a bunch of touchdowns. Yeah. I imagine you're proud of what you've accomplished, but at the same time, you probably look around and go, what do I have to do to get to the next level, to finally make my mark at the NFL level? What do teams tell you? I mean, how difficult is it for them to say, hey, yeah, we appreciate the fact that you caught 90 passes and scored 7 touchdowns, but we're going to let you go.
Right. Yeah, it's been a little bit frustrating in that aspect. Like you said, I feel like everywhere I've been, I've kind of made the most of the opportunity and been able to produce. And that's why after this whole AAF thing, I thought I was definitely going to get another shot somewhere. I mean, anyone kind of that had similar production as me at the receiver position, I feel like got a shot. And you know, what my agent hears and what he kind of relays to me is just that worry, like skepticism about my lack of athleticism. But that's kind of like, I don't know. For me, that's the frustrating part. It's like, if I ran a six flat 40, if I'm still producing, you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be.
What does it matter, right?
That's what I always thought.
Where that's enough.
But. I mean, the Hall of Fame is littered with wide receivers who didn't run a 4.440, but caught nothing but passes and touchdowns. And I can name about, you know, 10 of them right off the top of my head. So, you know, it's got to be. Certainly a little bit of frustration, but that's why I love having you on and kind of root for you and hope that you're going to get this opportunity here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I mean, it's going to take, you know, a lot of a lot of those guys that you kind of were just talking about that aren't necessarily the, you know, freak athletes, I feel like a lot of them have gotten, you know, into their role just through kind of some good luck. So,
yeah.
You know, you hear stories about all the guys just, you know, being the players in front of them get injured and they get to step into a role. And so, I mean, it does take, in my position, it does take, I think, a little break like that. But, you know, I'm working and I'll be ready if that ever comes.
There's no doubt about it. A lot of times when you're dealing with this high of a level, it's about, sometimes it's just about right place, right time. And hopefully that's going to be the case. Let me ask you, you know, as a guy that has had to grind the way you have to chasing your dream, has it been difficult to stay motivated, to stay going when you constantly are having to go through the same thing? You're packing up your bag, going to the next spot. Is it tough to continue to grind and keep your mind focused on the end goal, which is getting to the NFL and you know, doing your thing?
Right. Yeah, it definitely has been at times, especially when, you know, my first year kind of with the Rams and even for a little bit after that, I was dealing with injuries and just kind of coming back for each time from that and like trying to just find the motivation. And you do kind of lose that at times. And being released, I got released 4 different times, been moving all over the country. So like at a certain point,
yeah,
you kind of think about all that, like, is this worth it? But I don't know, like you said, I kind of just have to remind myself of the bigger picture and what I'm trying to accomplish. And, you know, I always find a way to kind of just get back to work.
Yeah, keep at it, man. Why not? I mean, 26 right. years old, man. I'd give it a I'd keep giving it a shot until they
Absolutely.
Tear the old shoulder pads off you. Nelson Spruce is our guest. Great wide receiver. Going to be playing in the XFL with the Los Angeles Wildcats. Still looking for that opportunity at the NFL level. He was real close with the Rams in 2016. Then an injury set him back. And, I mean, you're playing with all those guys that are playing for the Rams right now. I mean, Cooper Kupp and Woods and Watkins. And Watkins is Kansas City now. But I imagine you don't lack for the thinking that you're certainly good enough to do this. It's not like you're looking at these guys going, man, I don't know if I can quite get to that level. Right, you already know you're at that level.
Right. And, yeah, that's one thing, like, I talk about a lot. It'd be one thing if I'd gotten there and, you know, I'd realize, like, these dudes are way better than me. I don't belong here. But I got to, you know, I got a taste of it. And it was only preseason, you know. Like, but at the same time, I've been, you know, on the same field, a lot of these guys that are going to have 10-year careers. And like we talked about, I'm going to need an opportunity, but it's something I definitely believe that I can do.
Nelson, best of
Stay
luck.
Stay grinding, man.
Keep it going, man. You got at least two guys sitting right here rooting real hard for you.
Yeah.
I know you have a whole bunch of people around you. Have fun with the Wildcats. Enjoy what you're doing, and hopefully it'll take you where you want to go. Thanks so much for the time. And when you sign that NFL contract, don't forget this show.
Yeah, don't be afraid to come back.
Don't be afraid to come back on. All right, man.
No, the support means a lot to me, so thank you, guys.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Nelson. Good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.